Blog Talk Radio.
You are not important because of how long you live. You are important because of how effective you live. And most people are so concerned with growing old rather than being effective. The people who have impacted the world
children
didn't live long.
Children are the liars, yeah. Children are the liars. Children are the liars, yeah. Children are the liars. Follow law so precise, yeah. How much y'all pay the price? We in here like lice, yeah. They ride our waves like bikes, huh. Devil watches like yikes, huh. We never do what he likes, huh. And I'm watching all the demons, they sticky. Yeah, they always coming at us like 3D. And I'm praying that the Ruah don't leave me. We growing sis just like Dexter and Didi. The devil always tries hardest to beat me. It'll never work like Stevie and Mimi. Y'all don't get it, reality TV. And if you don't, then I understand. Cause on the other hand, yeah, I barely watch TV. Meditating so the angels can reach me. Frequencies like a thousand like TV. Discern the spirit so I analyze easy. Wickedness in the spiritual realm. They can try me, but it ain't gonna be easy. If it's beef, then I end them all easy. It's going down just like fringes. Children are the lie, yeah. Children are the lie, yeah, yeah. Children are the lie, yeah. Children are the lie, yeah, yeah. Children are the lie. Children are the lie, yeah, yeah. Children are the lie. Children are the lie. Children are the lie, yeah.
The kingdom of heaven. And therefore, when you have a purpose for your life, it disciplines your behavior.
Children are the lie.
Pharisees try to stop. This is what got John the Baptist blocked. This is what got Paul neck chopped. This is what introduced the Ruah. This is why Moses wrote every jot. This is my guaranteed heaven spot. This is the gospel of a Mashiach. Guaranteed none of this getting stopped. Sit still, clear your mind, praise Yah, meditate. See myself small like FaceTime. Seek his face and his peace. Renovate.
Tapped in.
Elevate for heaven's sake, no pun intended. Recommended, delegated like a senate. Out of box, out box like I sent it.
I feel the spirit.
Y'all bless me with the wisdom, so I spill it like a beverage. Meditate in the field, son of edges. Read his words like he texted. Uh-huh, not a Bible but a weapon. We the army, why you stressing? Triple numbers manifesting. They don't know better, adolescent, that's the lesson.
Huh, not finna play with y'all, bruh. The Mashiach specifically said, if thine eye be single, it shall be full of light. What do you think he was talking about? He said single, eye, that is singular, not plural. But the world take it and say it is the third eye, so we see it as wickedness. No, that's the gateway to the kingdom of heaven, bro. Focus on nothing, praise the Most High until you feel his energy. Shalom.
Here's another statement I thought was interesting in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and to every purpose there's a time under heaven. In other words, if you are in heaven, it's eternal, there's no time. But when you come below heaven, you now have a purpose that has been fulfilled in time. That means you were born to do something, but you ain't got forever.
All right, all right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And, well, what I'm expecting tonight is a pop-up show. Our normal air times is Sunday, Monday, and Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central. But if anybody been following my show, then you know that I'm a trucker by trade. I ought to get a show in when I can a lot of times, okay? Because being in my career, I can't just guarantee that it's going to be on time at 5 p.m., right? I'm probably in the middle of a transition. It's a million reasons why having a show and being a trucker is just, they collide with each other. But so because of that fact, I do these pop-up shows, okay, to try to make up for it. And just kind of got to catch the show in, you know, in the archives. All right. I want to say shalom, Shabbat shalom to all the listeners that's on there that's, sitting in their cozy homes or whatever, and just wanted to, listen to the Blog Talk Radio. Well, today I'm hoping to, you know, get with these brothers and do a little bit of reading, man. I was asking what you want to study on or what you want to read about. And one brother said the wilderness, going to the wilderness. Interesting. That'll be an interesting thing to talk about. They haven't made it in here yet, so kind of waiting on them. And, yeah, so we do these pop-up shows, man. I hope y'all liking it, man. I like to just kind of put my entire walk out there on Front Street. You know what? I didn't really ask these brothers how they feel about that, being on air, you know, doing their research or, you know, just Bible studying. To me, I don't mind airing it out. You know, where I'm right at, where I'm wrong at, I'm looking for that correction, that person that steps in like, nah, I disagree. You know, not that I'm looking for fights or you know, I do. If I got something wrong, man, I want you to knock it out the park. I want you to challenge it, right? Because that if you challenge it and you say the right words, then I will be, even if I'm on defense, I will be like, you know, like, man, he got a point there, you know, and meditate. Most likely I meditate on it even after the show, you know. I'll just be meditating on it. Especially when I play it back, I'll go back and play back all my shows. So I'll just meditate on it. And that's the power of talking, speaking, going live with it, right? Because you never know. You never know, man, what you may learn or take in, man, from that show. So anyway, that's my understanding of things, y'all. I like doing it on live. And plus, I'm paying a bill to have a blog talk show. So naturally, yeah, why have a Bible study over the phone when we can simply call in on the show and do it to me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got access to a, you know, live audience here. You know, not like they're just, you know, jumping the call in or whatever. But still, it's... I mean, it's to your convenience. I mean, you know, just you never know who's listening, man. And that's what's cool about it, too, man. What if it's somebody that, you know, didn't hardly know anything, you know? And you could be saying the right thing that helps someone out. Just saying. I'm still waiting on these brothers to come on in. And you know what? There is a possibility that they... change your mind and be a no-show. So I should probably think of a backup plan here. All right? So while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and let's play a clip. Let's see here. What do I want to do? King Herod. Let's play this one. This is a 22-minute. Well, I see a Jews Are Black. Some type of documentary clip. That's 9 minutes and 50 seconds. I think I'm gonna do that. Just play that because, I'm gonna freestyle it. I don't know. What I'm going to talk about or what we're going to speak about. One brother said the wilderness, so I don't know. I'm just going to just flow with it, you know. Let me play this clip right quick. Well, let me pause that one. I think that's an old clip of mine. What else I got in this library? Khazars are not the Jewish people or something like that. I don't know. It sounds like it may be interesting. Let me play this clip. Some of these clips are real old, y'all. I know we probably played it before. Let's see what this is talking about.
And if I go to sensitive history, well, then I must quote sources that say it rather than that I say it. This is a fascinating book, and the web pages are there. You can check it out. Facts are facts. This is a book that was written by a Jewish man. And he confronted the thinking of many of the high-placed individuals of the world. This is interesting stuff. In this book, Benjamin H. Friedman, a Jewish man, writes about the Jews and reveals an interesting history. He states that the present Jews in Palestine are not the true descendants of the Judeans, but rather descendants of the Khazars. In the letter addressed to D. David Goldstein of Boston, Massachusetts, a convert to Catholicism, the author, Benjamin Friedman of New York City, dated October 1954, provides some fascinating insights. This is in the public domain. Let's study this for a while and see where we get. Benjamin H. Friedman claims that the word Jew was only introduced into the English language in the 18th century, and that Jesus referred to himself as a Judean and not as a Jew. Inscribed upon the cross when Jesus was crucified were the Latin words Iesus Nazarenus Rex Iodeorum, which means Jesus of Nazareth, ruler of the Judeans. Now, this is fascinating. I went and checked it, and it is so. Yes, it happens to be so. Now, the word Jew today has a religious as well as a political connotation. You think of a Jewish entity, a government, but you also think of their religion incorporated at the same time, whereas the term Judean is a geographic connotation. It's a geographic. It doesn't incorporate the religion. It's where he came from. He was from Judah. He was a Judean. He further writes, the form of religious worship known as Phariseeism in Judea in the time of Jesus was a religious practice based exclusively upon the Talmud. The Talmud in the time of Jesus was the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all rolled into one of those who practiced Pharisaism. The Talmud today occupies the same relative position with respect to those who profess Judaism. So the rituals and rites that many of them observed were based on the Talmud and not on the Torah. Rabbi Morris, this is all from the source, Rabbi Morris N. Kurtzer wrote a most revealing and comprehensive article with the title, What is a Jew?, which was published as a feature article in Look magazine in June 17, 1952 issue. In that article, Rabbi Morris Kurtzer evaluated the significance of the Talmud to Judaism today. In that illuminating treatise and that important subject, by the most qualified authority at the time, Rabbi Morris N. Kurtzer stated, the Talmud consists of 63 books of legal, ethical, and historical writings of the ancient rabbis. It was edited 5 centuries after the birth of Jesus. It is a compendium of law and lore. It is the legal code which forms the basis of the Jewish religious law, and it is, note, the textbook used in the training of rabbis. So rabbis are trained according to the Talmud, and the Talmud has very little in common with the Bible. Then he states, from the birth of Jesus until this day, there have never been recorded more vicious and vile, libelous blasphemies of Jesus or Christians and the Christian faith by anyone, anywhere, or any time than you will find between the covers of the infamous 63 books, which are the legal code which forms the basis of the Jewish religious law as well as the textbook used in the training of rabbis. I don't want to go into it. If I were to put the quotes on the screen, which the Talmud contains about Jesus, you would be horrified. It is some of the vilest statements that I have ever had the dishonor of reading. And this is what their training consists of. He then proceeds to quote some of the most horrendous statements from the Talmud regarding ethical issues, and not only regarding ethical issues, which deal with many, many issues from economics to relations with women, etc., and, of course, the view on Christ. As to the origin of the present Jews in Palestine, he states that those Jews derived from Eastern Europe, and many, many of the Jews that today live in the reconstituted state of Israel come from Eastern Europe, are not descendants of the Judeans or the lost tribes of Israel, but rather descendants of the Khazars. Who are they? They were a nation most people do not even know of. He writes, the so-called self-styled Jews in Eastern Europe in modern history cannot legitimately point to a single ancient ancestor who ever set even a foot on the soil of Palestine in the era of Bible history. Research also revealed that the so-called or self-styled Jews in Eastern Europe were never Semites, are not Semites now, nor can they ever be regarded as Semites at any future time by any stretch of the imagination. What secret mysterious power has been able for countless generations to keep the origin and the history of the Khazars and the Khazar kingdom out of the history textbooks? Did you ever learn about it at school? I never learned about it. And out of classroom courses in history throughout the world, the origin and the history of Khazars and the Khazar kingdom are certainly incontestable historical facts. You have to do some cross-checking. Even the Jewish Encyclopedia is quite explicit about it. This was the Khazar kingdom. Here is the Black Sea, the Byzantine Empire. Here was Persia. And here was the kingdom of the Khazars. It was a massive kingdom. Now let's look at some of this interesting history. The Khazars were an Asiatic nation. And the Jewish Encyclopedia states Persian origin that converted to Talmudic Judaism. Now obviously some of the rabbis involved there could have been Judeans and probably were Judean descendants, but their converts are not Judeans. And that had conquered a vast area of Eastern Europe, which was in turn later conquered by the Russians in the 10th and 13th century. So that is why there are so many Russian Jews. Have you ever thought where they came from? Did they escape from Palestine? Were they the lost 10 tribes? Did they emigrate to Russia? No. This is a totally different nation that accepted Talmudic Judaism. He writes, after a historic session with representatives of the three monotheistic religions, King Bulan, 7th century, decided against Christian and Islam, because Islam had just arisen, and selected as the future state religion the religious worship then known as Talmudism, and not known and practiced as Judaism, which was totally different, which was based on the Bible. They adopted the Hebrew alphabet, and the Khazars adapted words to their requirements from the German, the Slavonic, and the Baltic languages. This language was known as Yiddish. And Yiddish used the Hebrew alphabetic characters, but not Hebrew. It's not Hebrew. It's Yiddish. I've always wondered, when I hear them speaking Yiddish, I understand quite a few words. Why? Because I'm German. They had many exchanges with universities and their students were trained. So here is another nation which had occupied this area, and they had adopted this religion and brought rabbis in and trained the people, but they were not Judean. Now let's jump to today. In accordance to this history, the religion of the modern state of Israel is based on Kabbalistic and Talmudic traditions and is far removed from the biblical worship of Yahweh. And if it is based on the Talmud, it is so anti-Jesus Christ that it belies understanding. And here we have, in March 2006, while visiting Yeshiva University at Brooklyn, New York, a Jewish institute dedicated to the study of the what? Talmud. We have Cardinal Kasper. Who's Cardinal Kasper? Cardinal Kasper is the cardinal associated with ecumenism. They are honoring the Talmud together. You see, behind the scenes, there is a pact. Because I, as a Christian, can sympathize with every other religion, but I cannot embrace a religion that speaks evil of Jesus Christ. Nor can I have a union with such a religion. Because can two walk together lest they be agreed? Now let's get back to the Napoleonic Society and see what happened further. Napoleon established both the Bank of France, we saw that, the French Bourse, the Stock Exchange, as well as the National Department of Tax Boards. Do we have all of those systems of governments in the world today, yes or no? Yes, we do. And we have the same system of economics today, yes or no? Yes. The world is run by the Stock Exchange. To ensure equitable taxation for all, consequently, the income of the French peasants skyrocketed. Think tanks and research centers were established in France to work on projects vital for national economy. So a totally new economic order evolved. Who started these organizations? We will have to see. Who runs the secret societies today and the secret organizations? Who started them? Who is the instigator? Who's the boss behind the scenes? We will have to see. And maybe we'll get a different picture of what's happening in the world. An industrial board was organized to provide data and information to French industry, as exemplified by the success of the sugar beet farming and the canning industry. In the military, Napoleon pioneered in what we describe today as the principles of war. And did you know that these principles, the armies of today, are based on the organization created by Napoleon for his Grand Army, and it has been used ever since. Who controls these armies? Who controls the war machines of the world? Who controls the gun running? These are important questions. And now it gets interesting. Napoleon disappears. He says, I want a Jewish state. I want to rebuild the Jewish temple. What is he planting in the minds? An idea. He starts the lodges. The British lodges start taking over these lodges eventually. Of course, they're all integrated. And then Prussia, when Napoleon is gone, retracted the liberal laws in 1815 after the Battle of Waterloo. The worst setback was inflicted upon the Jews of the Papal States. It would almost seem as if Pius VII had taken revenge on the Jewish population of his territory for the humiliation he had suffered at the hand of Napoleon. He was not content with their confinement behind the walls of the re-erected ghetto, but he obliged the Jews to wear the yellow badge. The Jews had to walk with a badge, with an armband. Does that ring a bell somewhere? In Sardinia, the Jews were thrown back into ghettos and not allowed to build synagogues. Much later, some European nations assimilated the Jews between 1824 and 1867, Holland in 1930. These are Protestant nations. They don't understand what's going on. They're trying to help the Jews. Sweden, 1834, Switzerland, 1838. It is remarkable that in England, it was only in 1858, after Lord Lionel Rothschild was elected five times, that he was permitted to take his seat in Parliament. It is also interesting to know that the laws that were passed in France in 1808 are still in existence even to this day. So there was liberty on the one hand, but oppression started to take over in Europe. And by the time we get to Adolf Hitler, did he introduce the same oppression, yes or no? Yes, he hounded them. He disenfranchised them. And the Russians, all of these nations, suddenly the world was in turmoil, in war, and the Jews were the hounded ones. And at the end of this war, where would those poor Jews go when they tried to escape the turmoil of Europe? Where did they go? They were herded like sheep to a new Jewish state in order to create a new philosophy which was to be swallowed hook, line, and sinker by a world with a totally new religious philosophy, no longer based on Protestantism, but now based on new Catholic counter-theology. Have you ever thought about it, that the British, who were the saviors of Europe, allowed ships to be filled with Jewish hopefuls who wanted to emigrate to the West, how they wouldn't let those ships pass by, and how eventually they were all herded towards Palestine, and the Jews had to settle in a land that had nothing? Well, it's interesting. You have to create a national identity. You have to create national heroes. And we dealt with that in previous lectures. I don't want to go into it. And eventually, where did they end up? They ended up the leaders of the nations. And a new nationality arose, and a new nationalistic, Zionistic pride arose, and a nation arose. I feel sorry for them. They have been hounded and herded. It is unbelievable. And this man was the lackey of his pope. And I'm not going to deal with that. And this man was maybe the same lackey, sitting at the table, behind the scenes. Revelation chapter 11, 9, and they of the people and the kindred and tongues and nations shall see the dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. The Bible was done away with. Secularism is going to rule the world for a time until the time is right and ripe to introduce a new theistic era. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt upon the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and the earthquake was slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. Will God stand by that the devil sets up a massive counterfeit system of religion and a counterfeit system that should herd people like cattle through Hegelian dialectic into a collective mindset without giving a counter? Of course he won't. They will sweep away God's word, but God's word will be lifted up. They will rise, and the Bible societies are formed, and God's word becomes prominent, although they suppressed it. And will he not have a remnant that will say, this is what the word says, to counter that which is being set up as a massive counterfeit on this planet? I believe he will. So as the enemy musters his forces for the final onslaught, so God raises the tabernacle of his truth, and these two forces grow together until they will meet in the final conflict. But it is not a literal temple of stone that is involved, but a spiritual temple. God's people, based on the word, in conflict with the man of sin and his counterfeits. When Christ came the first time, he established his church, the spiritual temple, on the new cornerstone, and the wall of partition between Jew and Gentile was broken down. This new philosophy, this new religion, which literalizes the prophecies back to a literal Palestine, a literal Jewish state, are not based on the Bible. Amos 9:11, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof. This is what we're talking about in this series. We have to repair the breach. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, says the Lord that doeth this. And the Apostle James applies this prophecy to the call of the Gentiles. Set up this tabernacle. Satan at the time of the end will set up a counterfeit to make it null and void, but God will raise up a remnant to stand against it.
All right. Y'all enjoyed that? That was heavy. It's heavy, heavy, heavy. It's not that I look for stuff that goes against the folk occupying Israel. You know what I'm saying? That's not the case. You know, I wasn't just looking for that, but I did stumble across that. Because you know what, I don't know, man. I'm just now trying to take off the I've been blindfolded, you know. I mean, I just took off the blindfold, but yet it's still dark. I can barely see anything. Just a little speck of light, like a star in the sky, you know. I can barely see that light there, and it tends to go this way and that way. It's like it's moving around. And spiritually, I'm just saying that I kind of feel like I'm just chasing that light, you know, and where it takes me, right? And as I follow that light, it's like I'm learning tidbits along the way, you know, and I'm gaining knowledge at my own little speed, you know. But I did want to, very interested, now that I kind of see myself as one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I do. As a Black American, I really, really do. And I can see myself growing, chasing that light. So the number one question is, who is the folks that's in Israel right now then? If I feel truly in my heart that the scriptures is definitely talking about me, and I got that million-dollar question, is who is them over there in Israel? All right? And so that is the topic. And as I woke up and understanding that I'm Israel, I hear brothers that's talking about, yeah, they're this and they're that, and they're not the Jews. Well, some of them are, some of them not. And you know, and all of this stuff, a whole bunch of stuff, you know. Basically nothing positive, all right? I just kind of feeling myself way in the dark. I kind of want to talk about that wilderness on the show as a little Bible study, but, well, as you can see, I'm drifting, just kind of letting the Spirit lead me. And this guy right here that I just played on that clip, he was kind of going into detail of their history as far as he know it. And he was a German guy, by the way, right? And, you know, that's on a lot of folks' mind is want to know what was that all about in the Holocaust and what took place and the bitter rivalry with Jews in Germany, you know? And it's horrific things that took place over there to the Jews. But all we got from our history in America was just the Jews' point of view of it. You know, a tyrant was killing them, basically, you know, and we came to the rescue. The world came to the rescue, you know, because that tyrant, not only was he killing Jews, he wanted to take over the world, white supremacy, you know, and things of that nature, you know. But far as how he felt about them, we didn't really hear his side of the story, you know. So we don't really know. And so just to hear a German person saying the things he's saying tonight in that clip, I was just on the edge of my seat listening to every word. You know, just because a lot has changed since the time, but not a whole lot of things changed. Germany, there's still a heavy pockets of racism there in Germany still to this very day. But, I mean, they're in America, too. I mean, they're kinfolk, after all, right? So, I mean, I'm thinking it's the same, you know. But, yeah. I don't want to drift too far, y'all. I just kind of want to open up that clip. And now that I played the clip, I want to, okay, we got a couple callers. All right, there you go, Sister Thale. Let me open up your line, Sister Thale. All right, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Sister Thale.
Well, Shabbat shalom to you too, brother, and to the family. And, yeah, I'll listen to that too. And you know, I've recently learned that there's quite a few Russian Jews. And, you know, I was kind of looking over the Book of Enoch and kind of going over that and listening to some information about the Book of Enoch, and you know, you can kind of see why, you know, a lot of things has been withheld out of the canon, but what you're talking about now is things that we just need to know about, you know. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we're just going to talk about whatever comes to mind. Brother Ronald, yep. Matter of fact, let me open up his line. He's another caller on the line. Let me open up the line.
Okay.
All right. Error code 936. I believe that's Brother Ronald right there. Shabbat shalom, Brother Ronald.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. I'm glad you was able to join. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Was you about to say something, brother?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, you had missed it, Brother Ronald, but I opened up with a clip. It was a German guy kind of talking about the Jews over there in Israel that's occupying Israel. You know, I earlier you said that you wanted to hit on, like, the wilderness, us going back to the wilderness. So we can get into that, man, and whatever scriptures we can come across concerning that. It just, before you got in, I wanted to play a clip, I don't know if I played it before or it's just been in my library for a while, so I went in and played it. But, yeah, we can get into it, and let's see here. Where's the first place we should start concerning the wilderness? Is it Isaiah? Brother Ronald?
I don't know. You let me see what I mean.
Okay, all right, Isaiah, all right.
What is Isaiah 11?
Okay, gotcha. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, man. Because I know Zechariah got a couple things in there. I know Isaiah, he definitely kind of hit on it. And the book of Esdras, I want to say, got some things in that also. So let's go to the book of Isaiah. All right, all right. Okay, all right, let's just kind of okay, Isaiah 11. Okay. Well, it's not exactly what I was. It's the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord and what he's going to be doing when he first arrived. Excuse me, y'all. I'm just kind of glancing. I gotta find this here. I want to say to go into more details, not just of the day of the Lord, but when he brings us out of all the nations. What's the first thing first? You know what I mean? All right. He's definitely going to build that temple. Uh-huh. Okay. 14 is talking about that, talking about Satan or the false prophet. Okay, hold on. And what's going to happen to him and those there? All right. Y'all give me a minute, y'all. I wasn't prepared. We just kind of looking over some scriptures. Y'all feel free to help me look for it, okay?
So talking about the Israelites coming out of the wilderness or what?
No,
what
we're
life
going
is like?
To the wilderness. Going to the wilderness.
Oh, you mean
wilderness.
Coming out of Egypt?
No, coming out of America and where we are scattered around the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm definitely
future.
Not.
In the, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about a futuristic.
Future.
Yeah, futuristic.
Right, right. mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just going by the, in the wilderness. I wouldn't know where to start.
Yes, ma'am.
On that point, though. So. I'm just talking right now. I'm trying to give you guys time to find where we want to go, but the book of Isaiah is a good place to just kind of start.
Yeah. And I want to say 50. Let's see. I want to say. It just kind of, this topic just kind of came out the blue, and so it's not like I was prepared. But that's what Bible study is about, right? That's what it's all about. And usually in these situations, brothers kind of don't want to, you know, be live with it. They'd rather, you know, on their own accord, own time. But I'd like to share my walk out there and where I'm at with it. You know,
Maybe we can just
because you never know.
Learn a little bit. Maybe we can talk a little bit about Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah the person. You can start off that way.
Okay, and just start reading a little bit.
Well,
okay,
yeah, I mean, let's get a general idea who Isaiah was. He.
I mean, I could just start reading and.
One of the things that I believe Isaiah, he has written more, right, than the other prophets.
That's a good one too. I'm not really sure. The book of Jeremiah, Isaiah, which one's longer? I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know. He's a major prophet. Okay. I'm gonna start reading in 51. Because I don't quite know the verses that I'm looking for that goes into
detail. Is that chapter 150 and verse
Isaiah 51? Isaiah 51.
Okay.
Come on, I'm going to start reading right there. And I'm looking for it. I don't know if it's 53 or what I'm looking for, but I'm going to just start reading.
Isaiah 51, okay.
Okay. All right. What about you, Brother Ron? Are you there already?
Yeah.
Okay. Hearken to me, yea, that follow after righteousness. Yea, they seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence yea are hewn. And to the hole of the pit, whence yea are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and a desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, yea, that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their reveling. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as the ancient days and the generations of old. Art thou not in that hast cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep that have made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. So right now he's getting into the how we're going to feel coming back into our land. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasten, that he may be loosed. and that he shall not die in the pit, nor that his bread shall fail. But I am the Lord thy God, that divideth the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of the Lord a cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction and famine and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild bull in a net. Gangsters. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus says the Lord, thus says thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out thy hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. So he's going to take that off of us, and now he's going to put that on them. Let's go to Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, we have I here, says the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught. They that rule over them, make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doeth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that says unto Zion, thy God reigneth. The watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, yea, waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, yea, go, yea, out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go, yea, out of the midst of her. Be, yea, clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. All right? For yea shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward, your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high, as many were astonished at thee. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. All right, 53. Who have believed our report? And to whom? What's that?
I'm sorry. Nothing. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just saying that in this segment that you just read, especially in verse 1, 52, where it says, awake, awake. And, you know, right now in today's societies, we're going, they have this woke deal that the government is talking about, especially the one in Florida talking about the woke, being woke or whatever. And they're, you know, choosing what to put in schools and what not to put in school. And this is just saying some of the things they don't want to hear, guess what? They're going to hear it. If they don't want the word, the information to be shared in the schools, not to worry, because the Most High just say it. They're going to hear what they was trying not to hear. They're going to see what they was trying to avoid and not see. You know, they're going to, you know, they're going to be put in a position to where they're not in, no longer in control. I'm just saying that no matter what they're doing today, because right now they're, it's like a last stand. I can't admit, I can't believe what's happening in the world today. It's astonishing to see them come together like this. And this effort, I can just see the efforts. But it's at that time. This the tides is turning. And so many people are waking up to where, and we didn't get it in their classrooms. You know, it's because it's the will of the Most High. It's gonna, he's going to bring it to his people, and it's just stages. But he's waking people up, and there's a time for everyone to wake up in their own time and measure. I believe that's what he's doing. He's bringing people and waking people up, because this is something that's going to have to build. Our people are still kind of dragging their feet, and they don't want to know, but even they, too, will hear. And so I would just make a comment on that. If you have anything that you want to say about that, can you hear me, brother? I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I can hear you good.
Maybe
now.
I'm sorry about that. It was a little distant. I had my speaker.
Okay, it's all good. It's all good.
I'm just saying.
Gotcha. I choose not to kind of go into the politics a little bit, because that right there is kind of a two-way. So, you know, you got to be fair with it, you know, and so we don't be one-sided. You know what I mean?
Because I
looked at it on both sides, you know, of the argument, and I don't know. I don't know which way to go with that. As a Black American, I do want our history to be taught in the schools for education for the next generation. I want that. Our origins, where we come from, all of that to be public knowledge. But apparently they want to attach like another agenda to it. So in order to pass that law for our information to be shared in public, the school system will be also forced to teach education about homosexuality and things like that to the kids. And so the real fight, they call it being woke, you know, woke not just only to Black people, but everybody that got a disadvantage in America or, you know, or something like that. So, and that's really, when you look at it on both sides, that's really the big fight. Because homosexuality and things like that, they attach themselves to the Black American movement. All right. So as we get our rights, they want theirs too with us. You see what I'm saying? So they want to conjoin us together, like at the hip. So that's the fight. That, you know, when you look at that, look at it in that light, then you can see that pushback, you know. But if it was just African American history by itself, then I imagine that probably would have went over, but it might not have, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the whole plan in the get-go, to attach it with something like that to fight against it in the courts. and delay,
well, yes, sir.
Go ahead, Cecile.
Well, I said, and the fact that African American is just trying to get there to find out who they are, and they want the history revealed. And we have our cause, and anybody else has their cause. So I don't think that we're going to slow down and stop what we're doing just because the enemy is trying to hang on, because we will prevail with our history. And I believe the latter, well, they don't have a history or somewhere to go. They just have, trying to change a custom or change society and values. But we are talking about who we are and our identities. So I think that we still need to continue the fight and still need to argue our point about getting our history in the schools, so our youth, our young people, don't forget who they are and where they come from.
Right, right. That's
mm-hmm.
But in order to pass that, what you just said, which side do we vote for, Republican or Democrat?
Oh, no, I'm not getting into the voting and everything. I was just talking about how the Most High is not going to let nothing will stop waking up Israel. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, right.
It doesn't make
a
difference.
Right.
I was just saying, I say there's so many things that are going on today, but as we just read here, this is what I'm getting from it, is the fact that, that they're not going to be able to stop it. They're not going to stop what the Most High is doing. And that's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, yeah, right. We just got to be diligent and committed into teaching our youth, Apparently the school system is not on board with teaching our youth about our history in depth.
Yeah,
we got a lot of teachers in America, a lot of historians in America, and they're not allowed to share their knowledge in the public school system. So that's the dilemma. All right.
Yeah, I understand, and I was just on in verse 6, it says, therefore my people shall know my name, and therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doeth speak, and it says, behold, it is I, and basically, it's just the fact that nothing can stop the Most High. That's all I'm basically saying. I was just going through that right there. Just made a comment.
Okay. All right. Let's go to 53. Brother Ronald, feel free to jump in when you come across something, brother. All right.
Hey, yeah,
who is it? Right.
Yeah, I got a question.
What's up?
I got a question.
All right. Go ahead.
Who was the Assyrians? Was it the Assyrians and Africans, right?
The Assyrians are,
they
are Shemitic people.
Shemitic? Okay.
Yeah. They're Shemitic. Our northern 10 tribes, they was conquered by Assyria. All right. But we went into Babylon and they went into Assyria. So that verse earlier, he was talking about both nations, all right, and how when we do come out of our captivity, he was comparing our history, Babylon, Assyria, and he also mentioned in Egypt, he was just kind of going, this is from Isaiah, in Isaiah, he was during the Babylonian period, so, he was just comparing the two, us in the future events that just talking about the day of the Lord and what's going to happen to our oppressors, all right, in that time period. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay, you can go ahead.
All right. But so far we're beating around the bush, talking about the day of the Lord, talking about the feelings involved and wiping tears from my eyes, and then we're going to know that's the Most High, you know. But really what I'm reading these scriptures for is that Isaiah's going to take us a little bit deeper after a while. I just don't have it memorized exactly where that he's going to go a little deeper with it, you know. So I'm just kind of reading it all of it. But feel free to stop and, got some noise in the background. All right, feel free
okay,
to stop me whenever. And stop me whenever if you got a question or anything. Here you come, Isaiah 53. Who hath believed thy report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and was esteemed him not, and we esteemed him not. Surely have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide his spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, that thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stake. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not. Y'all see that inherit the Gentiles, right? Okay. All right. Poor. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For the maker of thine husband, the Lord of hosts, is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, say thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, says the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the heels be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, said the Lord, that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy widows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created with the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall arise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Okay, so we're still bouncing around the subject. Isaiah's painting a picture for us to see that he's going to wipe away all our tears, y'all, and he's going to change his whole thing around, okay? And he's saying, you can bet on that. You hear me? I'm just like I made Noah a promise, I'm promising this right here. You know what I'm saying? So you're not wrong in saying that this is going to come to pass and argue with folks on a spiritual plane. You're not wrong. This is really going to happen. Okay? I mean, not saying that the spiritual folks is wrong either. I'm just saying, you're not wrong. Okay? All right. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come yea to the waters. And he that hath no money, come yea, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat, yea, that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, a nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek yea the Lord while he may be found. Call yea upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And we have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For yea shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the first tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus says the Lord, keep judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taking hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, says, yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs that cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come, yea, say they, I will fetch wine, and yea, will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. As Isaiah 56, did y'all learn anything from that? Anything, any comments on that? Okay. Let's go to 57 then. All right, that was my thought problem. The righteous just perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace, that shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, yea, sons of the sorcerers. The seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression and a seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, flaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rock. Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them has thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in thee? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed. Even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also and the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art weary in the greatness of thy way, yet saidst thou not, there is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thy hand, therefore thou waste not grief. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace, even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. Now I'm starting to, Lord, Lord, we have cast out demons in your name and all that. That's what that's kind of hitting on to me. You know what I mean? All the things that they done been doing, and they were doing it vainly. You know what I'm saying? Because on that day, Christ going to tell them, man, he don't even know them. All right, 13. When thou criest, let thy companions deliver thee. but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain, and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus says the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways. I will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the stumbling, troubling sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says the God, says my God, to the wicked. Okay. All right, y'all. On the topic, but it's going into the hearts of men in that time and how he feels about the different hearts of everybody. I'm really thinking about jumping, skipping ahead, y'all. I mean, first off, do y'all want me to just keep reading or talk to me?
Well, I'm just listening, brother, because, it's good to hear, but I have not really completed from cover to cover Isaiah, and so.
So this is a good opportunity. I was just thinking that. You know, mm-hmm. just a good opportunity just to read Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? you know what I mean? But I know you're talking about starting at chapter one. Mm-hmm.
Just whatever you wanted to do, it's fine. It's just I was just saying, I understood some of the Isaiah was a one of the books to that a lot coming from it. Like you said, he's one of the what you call them, the prophets. He wasn't a minor prophet, I think, right?
No. The minor prophets are the ones that are that small books and pertaining just like a small message, something like that, but. The high prophets, they're the ones that got chapters, a whole bunch of chapters, 60, 70 chapters. You know, they had a lot to say.
Isaiah was one of those books that had the most chapters.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Yeah. But earlier you asked me which one, who got the most. I want to say it's Isaiah. Jeremiah goes to, I think I have before. I just forgot who got the longest book. But I think it's Isaiah got the longest one.
Okay.
You know, on top of my head. I want to say it's Isaiah. Yeah, Jeremiah got 52 chapters. Isaiah got 66 chapters.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he got the longest one.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. How many do Samuel have? Samuel. Samuel, if you add Samuel together, let's see, 24 plus 31, what's that, 56, 55? Yeah, 55 chapters, yeah. Well, but then again, Ezra, you know, but then you can't leave out Ezra, you know. He got 10 chapters in the book of Ezra, but if you add that one with, you know, the Apocrypha, Ezra's in the Apocrypha, you know, you got a couple more books. You know what I mean? If you add it all together,
yeah.
You know, it, no, well, I take that back. Even if you add them all together, it's still less than Isaiah. So,
yeah,
by far, Isaiah, he is the man. He is the top prophet, you know. And as we read, you can really see why.
Yeah.
As we read, you can see why he's that top one. Because he's really, you know, had a lot to say, man. The Most High was really speaking through him. All right. And we believe it wholeheartedly, everything coming out of his mouth. You know, we believe that the Most High literally put in Isaiah to say these things. You know? So, just give me a little feedback, y'all. What are y'all thinking? Uh-oh, somebody. Oh, Brother Ronald dropped out. Okay, Brother Ronald dropped out, y'all. Would you you want to take a little break or anything, Sister L?
Oh, yeah, you can. Go right there. That would be great.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Could be you. I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changes things. Something you see on the movie. I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. Something you see on the movie. It's something in my heart is telling me. It's something right in this church. I close my eyes and I feel. Some things sitting right with his worship. Deep in my heart I feel guilty. They really run just like a business. Running service back to back like clockwork. I feel like I'm singing for Disney. I ain't never even met the pastor. The choir members don't even know my name. I stay here looking like a pastor. Nobody even got a face with a shame. Everybody acting like this is normal. Sometimes don't even say the word good morning. I might be only one with a discernment. I can hear the preacher watering down the sermon. But I was searching for some answers. Cause in my life I was going through some problems. Even if I had to fake some dances. I was looking for somebody to solve them. Time and time again I was let down. Dealing with questions they was disappointed. Don't put your trust in man. This is my real life.
This could be you.
I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changes things. Something you see on the movie. I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changes things. Something you see on the movie.
The system was never designed for us. We never been completely set free. I studied the law like a syllabus. We still in the land of our enemy. Nothing new under the sun. We still complaining we miss Mitzrayim. We can summon the power above. He is the right hand in the Shemayim. If I tell you he walked this earth, would you believe it? Would you believe? He was in fashion from dirt. He's a begotten perfect seed. Perfect example, the phenotype. Ain't arguing over no Edomite. The moment is now, we must get it right. Stop mimicking darkness and be the light. We settle for chump change when the world was created for your dominion. So many layers of lies, we gon' peel it back, back like an onion. There is no fear if you walk with Yahuwah. If you try to deceive, guaranteed to consume you. But you got another chance if you repent. and make a change. I thank y'all the one that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is a potter, cause he molded a devil. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all the one that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He's a potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, he changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all the one that I made. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He's a potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, he changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all the one that I made. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is a potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movie screen.
All right. We on the other side of the break. So what are we doing? What are we doing on the show? Well, it was a pop-up show, and we was curious about the wilderness. Well, unfortunately, y'all, we wasn't really prepared to go into scriptures dealing with wilderness. Last show didn't have anything written down. But I, over my past little journey, I know I've, you know, just read stuff in Isaiah, in Esdras. I know you spoke about a couple of things in Esdras. You know, Revelations, the book of Revelations got some things. But as we were searching in Isaiah, it just clicked in my mind. This is the opportunity to read in Isaiah on the show. This is a good opportunity. If anybody been following my show, they know that we be reading different books on the show. And I have not gotten into our canon, really, on the show. I've been reading in the Apocrypha. I've been, we just finished Jasher. Right now, we're currently in the Maccabees and things like that. But, yeah, just reading it just in our canon, it just felt, I felt something just take off reading in Isaiah. And then the little nitbits that scattered over the scriptures dealing with the wilderness, dealing with our coming face-to-face with Christ in the day of the Lord and the Most High and his promises and us shining like a light with Christ, you know. We've reading over that and the hearts of us coming out of these our captivities. Some of us is A-OK, you know, already in the dough. But some of us is lukewarm, just to say best. And some of us as well is in very, very bad shape with the Most High. So we're just kind of reading over Isaiah, and each one of them, you know, there's a scripture for each one of those types of hearts that's in us all. Some of us have been doing a lot of good deeds, you know, spreading the word of the Most High and all of that, putting in the work for the Most High. But as we also read that his heart is really not with the Most High. It was all in vain. He was really, like, doing it for himself, it turns out, in the Most High's name. But he was, like, for himself, selfish or something. Something was wrong with that person's heart. And the scriptures also kind of elaborate what the Most High thought about him. All right. And the book of Isaiah covered a whole lot. Let me open up your mic, Estelle.
Okay. I didn't know who you was talking about, but were you talking about Isaiah? Or were you just talking about that's the way some people are? You know, they go in his name, they speak in his name.
No, what we have read so far in Isaiah.
Yeah.
I was talking about everything that we read so far in Isaiah.
Okay.
Us coming out of our captivity and the different hearts that we had and things like that.
Okay. Did you want to 54?
He said 54.
Is that the next chapter?
No, 58.
Okay.
But I wanted to read. I wanted to read a chapter. I wanted to read a chapter. 23. Go to Isaiah 23. I want to
All
read
right.
this chapter right quick. All right.
Okay.
All right. The burden of Tyre. Howl, ye ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no entering in, and the land of Chittim, it is revealed to them. Be still, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished, and by great waters the seed of Sihor, the harvest of the water, is her revenue, and she is a mark of nations. Be thou ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, even the strength of the sea, saying, I travail not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring up virgins. As the report concerning Egypt, so shall they be sorely pained at the report of Tyre. Pass ye over to Tarshish, how ye inhabitants of the isle. Is this your joyous city? Whose iniquity of the ancient days, her own feet shall carry her afar off to sojourn, who have taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traffickers are the honorable of the earth. The Lord of hosts hath proposed it, to stain the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Pass through thy land as a river, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord hath given a commandment against the merchant city to destroy the strongholds thereof. And he said, thou shalt no more rejoice, O thou oppressed virgin, daughter of Zion. Arise, pass over Chittim. There also shalt thou have no rest. Behold, the land of Chaldeans, this people was not till the Assyrians founded it for them that dwell in the wilderness. They set up the towers thereof. They raised up the palaces thereof, and he brought it to ruin. How, ye ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste. And it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years according to the days of one king. After the end of 70 years shall Tyre sing as a harlot. Take a harp, go about the city, the harlot that has been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that thou mayest be remembered. And it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre and shall turn to her higher and shall commit fornications with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. And her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord, and it shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord, to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. All right, our enemies, basically, how the ships of Tarshish took us away in captives, so shall it be in returning us. And I read this scripture to kind of show a little bit, you know, that's all it kind of offers, a little glimpse of little things like that being in reverse. How we went out ashamed, so should we come back glorified. And the ships of Tarshish and the Mediterranean right in there is how a lot of us is going to be entered. There is a scripture in Isaiah. Let me get it, Sister. I know I can find it. Uh, There's a scripture. There's a scripture dealing with this. Isaiah 10:22. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 10. I'm just going to hop around now to Stale for a second. Because I don't want to, I got kind of caught up. Isaiah does that to me every time. I got kind of caught up in reading Isaiah that I do want to end this show talking about a little bit of the details. Since I ain't got it remembered, you know what I mean? You know what? I'm going to start. I'm going to start. Are you there, Sister?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's start at 20.
Okay.
Let me start at 20.
Yes.
All right. And it should come. I'm going to start at Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For thou, thy people Israel, be as the sand of the sea. Yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, even determined, in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with the rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the Reb of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And he is come to Aeth, he is passed to Migron at Mishmash. He hath laid up his carriages. They are gone over the passage. They have taken up their lodging of Geba. Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul is fled. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galim, cause it to be heard unto Laish, a poor Anoth. O poor Anoth. Madmenia is removed. The inhabitants of Gebim gather themselves to flee. And yet shall he remain at Nob that day. He shall shake his head against the mouth of the daughter of Zion, the heel of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall he hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. All right. The parts I really wanted you to get out of that is it's just about that day of the Lord still, all right. It's just I'm really looking for the one that goes into really deeper detail. And we only got a little, you know what? I definitely got it in my mind that I'm going to definitely write some of this stuff down and be, you know, use it as precepts and kind of paint the picture. But he definitely broke the yoke off our necks. And some would say that he even done that now because we're no longer in slavery. But I want to say it's just breaking the yokes off our necks, meaning that he's going to take us from our land in that day. Because while we are still in the land of our captivity, we still got this, like, yoke around our necks, still.
It's an invisible yoke. It's not a literal yoke.
Like a spiritual yoke still on us.
Because we're paying tribute.
We got to, even if we buy our home, we still got to pay taxes or we lose it, right? So we pay a tribute. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I just agree with you. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. So either which way, it's just how it's being described here in Isaiah is a little different. Brother Ronald kind of dropped out on us, and okay, all right. Well, we got 14 minutes left. Sister Ella, do you want to, like, anything we covered so far? Did you pick up anything about the reading that we've done? I wouldn't call it Bible study. I call it Isaiah reading tonight. It was a pop-up last-minute show on the Sabbath.
Well, it's always a pleasure to read the scriptures. And, yes, I'm never going to stop, you know, reading scripture and everything. So this is pop-up. It's fun. It's fine. I enjoyed it. And I'm sure your listeners, too.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I'm the one running my mouth on the whole show. And now I'm feeling a certain type of way, kind of, being the Brother Ronald just kind of left like that. Kind of got me. It was his idea to even, anyway. It's all good. It's all good. But, Castell, but now that I read Isaiah, now I want to read more of Isaiah. Like, I want to, dedicate a whole show, you know, into reading the books, each of our canon, you know?
Yeah.
I might as well start at Genesis and read it all the way through. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you said, Brother Ronald had wanted to talk about the wilderness. You had said that. But you're talking about the wilderness in today's time, that we're still in the wilderness. Is that what you're saying?
No, ma'am. I'm not saying that we're in the wilderness in today's time.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just a metaphor. However, did you want to discuss when you say the wilderness? I was just trying to,
Then
that means that we are still in the wilderness, actually. I mean, you know, we're not just totally have a passage right now, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess you can look at it like that, but the wilderness
is a struggle.
Occupied by. Yeah, but you don't have an oppressor on you in the wilderness.
Oh, man, I tell you what, though, in today's times, the oppression is there. The trick is so that you don't see it, that you can't see it. And that's the reason why we are still asleep, and some of us are still blind. But it's still out there.
As long as we stay in these nations, we are still in oppression. But the wilderness, just like when we left Egypt was our oppression. But as we walked with Moses in the wilderness, we didn't have an oppressor over us. Just the leadership of Moses wandering the wilderness.
Yeah. And then Joshua, going all those battles. He was going through battles after battles. You know, they was just.
That's right.
Continue.
No oppressor.
And
right.
Well, you know, there were people that was trying to do harm to them. So, That's the same thing that I was, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, basically, it is a form of war. And even in the days that we have now, it's a type of war, but it's not physical war. It's not a physical war. You know, I understand the spiritual war, but I'm talking about in today's time right now that we're living in, this is in these days.
We're oppressed.
We have to battle on our jobs. We have to battle. We have to come against ideologies and different things and all that type of thing. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's like going into battle.
Right, right.
A constant battle,
true.
Yeah. But it's just maybe me in my opinion.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all
good. But other than that,
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go and just close it on down.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. I imagine it's boring, though. You know, it's not boring to me, Cecile. You know, it's not boring to me. I enjoy this reading.
Okay.
But then again, I'm not at home. If I was at home, I might not be wanting to do this. I am living in my truck as a truck driver, okay? So this is why it's fun, I imagine. I would imagine. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, if I was at home, it might be different still. You know, might not be wanting to do the show. Man, might be busy right now, okay? About whatever I feel like doing, you know? I don't know. I don't know. But right now, I'm away from home, and I'm parked to do my little Shabbat, and all I could think about is reading and things like that. And I couldn't help but to think that this is part of the Most High's plan in itself. A whole lesson for me in my journey, my walk, is him to take me out of that, out of the world, you know, and place me in this truck to have me thinking about them day in, day out, all the time. You know, almost like I'm in school and I'm self-teaching myself, isolating myself from all the distractions, you know. It's hard to – I understand if it's boring to some, but I'm kind of airing out my walk here on this show. You know what I mean? So that's just what that is. All right, Cecile, I guess we'll end it right there. And I guess that's shalom, shalom to you.
Okay, shalom, shalom to you and to family. And I pray you have a blessed week and be safe.
All right, you too. Shalom, shalom.
Okay.
Oh, and now let's end it with a little jam, leave it on out. All right. You know, Cecile, how about we play that jam? When we first started the show, we was playing a Everyday People jam. Remember that? I don't know. I think I want to play that song. Where is it at?
I want to talk about the first book of...
Oh, that's not it. Hold on. Everyday People. Yeah, let's end it with that song. I remember we used to end it with every episode. Let's end it with Everyday People.
the trouble zone. On my radio, they play a box right. It's loud enough so folks can hear it. Type C. Out of nowhere, the woman I'm dating. Investigation, maybe she was demonstrating. But nevertheless, I was asleep.
I was made.
My days are going great, and my soul is at ease. Until a group of brothers started bugging out. Drinking the 40 ounce, throwing
the nigger out.
Disrespecting my black queen. Holding their crosses and being obscene. At first I ignored them, cause see, I know the type. They got drunk, they got guns, and yes, they wanna fight. Couple having a time that's good,
time
and the Eagles want to test the brother's manhood. So they came in best place because of my heritage and the loud, bright colors that I wear.
Boom.
I was a target because I'm a fashion misfit, and the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's distant. Well, I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they sleep the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, the brothers have to drill me?
Because
if I stop and hit the man, I'll have to kill me. Take the brother out for being rude.
Hey.
And like I said before, I was mad by
him.